AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Commerce Department reports the broadest gauge of the economy, the gross domestic product, contracted in the second quarter at a 0.9% annual pace. But Sagar Meghani reports Fed Chairman Jerome Powell cautions against making too much of these numbers.
You tend to take first GDP reports, I think, with a grain of salt.
Powell said yesterday they're often significantly revised. A weak showing now will not give a good snapshot.
The real reason is that the labor market is just sending such a signal of economic strength that it makes you really question the GDP data.
Still, Powell said the Fed will take a close look, but its focus remains on lowering four-decade-high inflation through interest rate hikes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian officials say the fierce resistance their military is putting up to Russian forces has provoked revenge attacks. Missile strikes on the Kyiv area and northern Chernihiv today, the first time in weeks. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke for more than 2 hours this morning. Relations have been strained by talk of a potential trip by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan, which China considers its territory. The scorching heat across much of the nation is dangerous, according to the National Weather Service. Rita Foley has more.
Millions of Americans are sweating in the northwest, south central U.S. and parts of the mid-Atlantic into the Carolinas. Forecasters say the brutal heat baking the Pacific Northwest is now expected to last even longer than expected, and it appears to be about to shatter records. Portland, Oregon hit 102 degrees Fahrenheit on Tuesday, a new record daily high. Heat-related 911 calls in Portland have tripled in the past few days. Portland officials have opened cooling centers in public buildings and installed misting stations in parks. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP News. More research suggests it's time to abandon the craze over vitamin D, known as the sunshine vitamin. Correspondent Mike Gracia has more on findings published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
According to researchers, a new study finds taking high doses of vitamin D does not reduce the risk of broken bones in generally healthy older Americans. The study's conclusions mirror other studies that cast doubt on the beneficial effects of vitamin D. The same study of nearly 26,000 people had previously found taking high doses of vitamin D does not prevent heart disease, cancer, or memory loss. The study, started by Dr. Joanne Manson of Brigham and Women's Hospital, is the largest of its type to track a variety of health outcomes in generally healthy Americans in their 50s or older. It's estimated that a third of Americans 60 and older take supplements. I'm Mike Gracia.
Heavy rains in eastern Kentucky and West Virginia have caused flash flooding, mudslides, and power outages. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.